Hi, I'm Ali Salman. I'm CEO of Islam and Liberty Network, and I'm here to organize the 10th international conference of our organization here in Kuala Lumpur. This conference is about exploring the ideas and policies for promoting peace and prosperity in Muslim majority countries and beyond in the light of Islamic principles and Islamic faith.
We should strive for a world which is based on universal values, freedom from coercion, from violence.
In these 2 days conference, we had multiple sessions on economic issues, on democracy, peace, extremism, fundamental rights, rule of law. And one of the hallmark of this conference is that it covered both theoretical aspects of relationship between Islam and liberty, and also the practical demonstration and effects in Muslim societies in particular. We had case studies presented from Bangladesh, from Tunisia, and many other societies. I am very grateful for our partners for sponsoring this conference. Without them, we could not have done a successful conference. While we have prototypes of democracy, what is perhaps more important is to ensure that individual liberty, equality of human rights, as well as consumer choice are guaranteed. And this is something which we as civil society, as academia, as researchers need to continuously push and advocate through whatever means we have got.